Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238. Or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, A Grateful Father.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, oh, I would be forever thankful, 'cause you're the one who held me up. You never let me fall, and you're the one who saw me through. Through it all, you were my strength when I was weak. You were my voice when I couldn't speak. You were my eyes when I couldn't see. You saw the best there was in me. Lifted me up when I couldn't reach. You gave me faith that you believed. Oh, I'm everything I am because you love me. Because you love me, oh, I'm everything I am, because you love me.
Father, help your children, don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another. Heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause Jesus, He won't let you down, and I know He is mine forever. Oh, in my heart, we got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. And I know the truth and His word said it will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad, 'cause Jesus, He is love. He won't let you down, In my soul, 'cause Jesus is Lord. He won't let you down, and I know He is mine. Oh, He's mine. I said He's mine.
Lift those hands. Eternal Father, we thank you for reminding us that you are love. We are reminded of what is perhaps the most iconic verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. You loved your Son loved us, and you gave up your Son so that we can have everlasting life. And we say thank you. Now bless the words of our mouth, the meditations of our heart. Allow them to be acceptable in your sight. But this is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is so, help me say amen. Amen. Do me a favor, cross the aisles and just greet somebody and just tell them you love them. Tell them Jesus. Clap those hands and give God a hand of praise for our worship and arts ministry. As we remain standing for the reading of God's word, this is the third message in the series, Grateful Men of Purpose. And to those of you who are here at the 11 o'clock service, you perhaps did not get the second message because it was preached during the 8 o'clock service on last week. On last Sunday at 11, we had our graduate recognition Sunday, so we invite you to go online to see and to hear that message. Our first message of the series was entitled A Wise Mentor. Second message of the series last week was talking about Jonathan, the friend of David, and the message was entitled A Loyal Friend. And in that message we says loyal friends don't always have to be above. They are okay serving you even if you are doing something that they are not doing. Amen. You got friends who can't be friends unless they're the top dog, unless they're the top of the show. Amen. And so we thank God for Jonathan. Today we introduce you to another unsung hero. Four unsung heroes of the Bible. The first was Jethro, a wise mentor. Second was Jonathan, the friend of David, who was a loyal friend. Here's the third unsung hero in this series. Luke chapter 15, verses 20 to 24, the New Living Translation. Very familiar reference of scripture. In fact, we shared from this passage on last Father's Day. Today is from a different perspective. Hear the reading of God's holy word. So he returned to his father, and while he was still a long way off, look at somebody say a long way off. His father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But his father said to the servants, quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. And kill the calf we have been fatting. We must celebrate with a feast. And here's where the subject is found. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. And the text ends with these words. So the party, for all of you that like to party, amen. So the party, Gwen, this is for you, baby. So the party began. And those that love God's word said amen. 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 For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from this subject. A grateful father. A grateful father. And I clap those hands as you take your seat. A grateful father. This is what young person said to me, Pastor Jackson, I enjoy your talking sermons. It's one of my talking sermons. I want you to hear the word, and hopefully the word will bless you as God has given it to me. Father's Day is often a day of celebration. It is a day of reflection. Father's Day is a day of gratitude. It is a time to honor fathers, particularly those fathers who have given so much, fathers who have sacrificed. And I want to dedicate this to my brother-in-law, Deacon Roy Wiggins, who's at home recovering right now. It's a day in which we honor fathers such as Deacon Wiggins and many of you that are here today. We honor fathers who have guided us, prayed for us, and have loved us despite ourselves. We honor them. So help me once again salute fathers. Thank you. So normally when we speak of gratitude and fathers on Father's Day, we are speaking of being grateful for having one of those kind of fathers, one of those good kind of fathers, one who protects, provides, and shows up for his family. However, today's assignment is different. Today, God asked if I would look at this from a somewhat different perspective. If we would like to focus today on the gratitude of a father, not being grateful for a father, but the gratitude of fathers, particularly that father who is thankful, listen to this, for the restoration and the salvation of his child. Fathers who know that somehow, it could have been another way. Fathers who are not celebrating perfect children, celebrating children that you love despite all of their imperfections. Can I preach this today? Fathers who are unsung heroes, who refuse to give up on your child, although perhaps you have every reason to do so, but you have declared the devil is a liar. Fathers who know that despite all the things your children may have gone through, they are still your children. And you still love them. Loving folk is not loving them without their blemishes, without their faults, without their mistakes. Real love is knowing things about your children that perhaps you had not wished that they would went through, mistakes they've made, but you still love them despite all the things they have gone through. Today, we salute those grateful fathers that are not grateful because you have a perfect child, but grateful that you have a child. Grateful uncles and grandparents. And in fact, I want every male role model in here that got a niece, a nephew, a child, a grandchild, that you are just grateful that they're in your life. I need you to stand and come on, clap those hands. And look at all of these grateful fathers and father-like figures. Grateful, Lord, so grateful. In this incredible text, we have what is perhaps the greatest example in the New Testament of a grateful father. Luke chapter 15 is a powerful chapter. It is known as the lost and found chapter in the New Testament. Jesus in this chapter shares three separate parables dealing with three separate subjects, but with the same thing in mind. Let me share them briefly with you and you see the connection. Jesus began talking about a lost sheep. That lost sheep was one of 100 sheep, but he found himself drifting away. He wasn't lost because someone led him astray. He was lost because he drifted away and found himself away from the others. But the shepherd, somebody say the good shepherd. Good shepherd left the 99 to go search for the one. The Bible says, Jesus tells this parable and says, when he found that one sheep that had drifted away, he placed it on his shoulders and took it back to the herd and celebrated with others. And says, I have found my one that was lost. The story was really never about the lost sheep, because quite honestly, Jesus never put a title on these parables. Men did. And because men have a tendency of focusing on the sensational part, it was called the parable of the lost sheep, which it really should have been called the parable of the good shepherd, who left the 99 to look for the one. How many of you are so glad that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want? Second parable in Luke chapter 15 is a unique parable about a woman who had a whole lot of valuable coins in her house, but she lost one and it was lost in the house. Look at somebody and say, lost in the house. There's still some folk who are lost in the house. You can come to church and still be lost in the house. You can sing on the choir and still be lost. You can preach or be a deacon or a minister and still be lost in the house. But this woman did not say that I have a box full of other coins. Doesn't matter that I've lost one, at least it's in the house. But the Bible says she turned her house upside down, swept the house, put light in corners, just to find that one coin that was lost in the house. She never gave up on that coin that was lost in the house. And when she found it, she called her neighbors and her friends and she threw a party. She celebrated. She says, help me celebrate because I have found that which was lost. Once again, men, when they saw this parable, they named it the parable of the lost coin. But perhaps it should be called the parable of the great homeowner who never gave up on anything in her house. The question for us today is that, can we afford to give up on anybody in our house? Look at somebody and say, the devil is a liar. Thank God that she celebrated the one that was found. And then thirdly, we get to the parable of today, which is perhaps the most iconic, or one of the most iconic parables in the Bible. It has been called by men the parable of the prodigal son. Here's how the story goes. There was a man who had two sons. The youngest of these sons went to his father and says, Father, I am tired of living under your roof. I don't want to listen to you anymore. I don't want your name anymore. I don't want to be associated with you anymore. I need you to give me what is mine so I can leave and live on my own. I told the church this morning, that father had to have some kind of spirit in him. He must have had some kind of Holy Spirit running in him, because I don't know if it was me. I'm telling you, I think most fathers would have said, okay, this is what I would have said. If you want everything that's yours, that's good. Everything you brought, you take. Everything you paid for, take it with you. Everything you earn with your own money, you take it with you. That would have been nothing. But the father loved the son enough. Can I preach this? My talking sermon. The father loved the son enough that he gave the son his stuff, the father's stuff, to leave his house, to forsake his name, to embarrass his reputation, because he knew deep down inside, God gave me that boy and God will give him back to me again. You know the story. This young man goes to a strange land, wastes all his father's inheritance on strange things, and found himself in a pig pen. To any Jewish young man associating with swine is horrible and despicable. Found himself wallowing in a pig pen, but he came to himself. Sometimes you got to end up in the pig pen to come to yourself. I don't know, some of us ought to thank God for the pig pens, because a whole lot of us, it took the pig pen to remind us how good God is and how good God has been to us. Somebody help me thank God for every pig pen in your life that God has ever, come on, some of you, look at your neighbor and say, you're not that deep, come on. Some of you have been through some stuff. You haven't always looked like this, dressed like this. You haven't always been like you are now. The old folks say, he brought me, whoo, from a mighty long ways. So here's the story. This young man comes to himself and he decides, I am ready to go home and face the retribution of my father, but I have to get out of this situation. I will go to my father and I will say to him, I have sinned against you and sinned against heaven. I am not even worthy to be called your son. I am willing to be a hired servant on your staff. Just take me back. And here is what I want to get to. What I am calling today, three characteristics of a grateful father. This father's testimony shows us what a grateful man of purpose is all about. Instead of focusing on what he lost, what went wrong with his child, this grateful father focused on what God had restored. This father's gratitude was truly evident in his attitude. If you really have a gratitude, then it'll show up in your attitude. Oh, tell somebody, your attitude ought to reflect your gratitude. Because as one of the brothers told me yesterday at the breakfast, sometimes the video needs to match the audio. Amen. We can talk the talk, but sometimes our video doesn't always match the audio. But this father's video matched his audio. Three characteristics of a grateful father that I want to share with you, and then I'll be done. Number one is that a grateful father never gives up on his child. Look at somebody and say, never. Look at the text. Here's what the text says. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Now, the only way you can see somebody coming from a long ways off is that you've got to be looking for them. Can I preach? You can't be sitting on your couch watching Gunsmoke and Bonanza and see somebody coming from a long ways off. The only way you can see somebody coming from a long ways off is that you've got to get up every morning. You've got to leave the house every day. You've got to stand by the roadside and say, is this the day that my son can return? That means that he never gives up on him. The father saw the son coming a long ways off. He never stopped looking for his son. He never gave up hope. He never stopped believing that one day his son would return home. Doesn't matter how long it's been, I trust that God will make a way somehow. Can I just preach to some folk that are in the trusting stage of your relationship right now? I need to preach to some parents, fathers, and mothers that are trusting that one day God is going to turn it around. And one day your child is going to return back to the teaching that you gave him. Somebody ought not wait until you see it to praise God. You owe God a praise right about now. You've got 20 seconds to give God your best praise and say, Lord, I thank you. Woo. Waiting and looking and waiting and looking. I honored my brother today, but my brother has a powerful testimony. And I remember vividly my mom and dad when my brother was out there doing his thing and was not in the church and quite honestly had even left the house. My dad and mom would pass by on their way to church and see my brother Rod standing on the corner with his other friends getting high. And dad would cry and mom would say as we're in the car, "Don't worry, God's gonna send him back to us." It took some kind of faith to see your current situation and know that God's gonna change it. I need somebody that's standing on the promise that God's going to do what God promised he's going to do. Is there anybody praying for your child right now? Stand up and give God a praise and say, "Lord, I thank you." Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Woo! One day, Rod showed up at the house, knocked on the back door, said, "Dad and Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." My dad hugged him and said, "Son, we've been waiting on you." Rod fell down on his knees, received the gift of the Holy Ghost, gave his life to the Lord, and now he is as faithful man as I know. Don't tell me what God won't do. Don't you give up on your child. Woo. Look at somebody and say, "God, we'll turn it around." Won't he do it? A grateful father understands that God is still working even when we cannot see the results. You've got to believe just like the roots that are beneath the ground, the seeds that have been planted under the ground. You don't plant a seed and wake up the next morning expecting fruit or vegetables. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "It is a process." And the only way you receive fruit or vegetables, you have to respect the process. Is there anybody in here right now say, "Lord, I respect the process. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Some of you are in the waiting stage right now, but God says, "I will turn it around. I will do just what I promise you. I will do." So the first characteristic of a grateful father is that a grateful father never gives up on his child. Second characteristic of a grateful father is that a grateful father chooses compassion over retribution. Listen to what the text says. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son. The text does not say filled with anger and revenge, he approached his son. But filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son. He did not lecture him. He did not punish him. He did not remind him of his mistakes. He chose compassion over retribution. A grateful father remembers how much grace God has given him and extends it to his children. Here's what I tell every parent. Remember what God brought you through. Come on, somebody. You weren't always who you are now. Is there anybody know that God brought you? In fact, everybody that God has ever brought, this is for every young person in here. I need every man that ever got into any kind of trouble, every man that God ever brought you out of something. I need you to stand to your feet right now and just wave your hands so some of these young folk can see. Look what the Lord has done. Woo! And the reason you choose grace is because God showed you grace and mercy. The Lord didn't throw you away. The Lord did not write you off. This father perhaps had his own testimony. Maybe he was a knucklehead when he was young, and he remembered, and so he gave his son every amount of grace he can give him, knowing that he's still in the hand of the Lord. He extended grace to his children and to his son in particular. Third and the final characteristic of a grateful father: a grateful father celebrates his children's journey of restoration. Look at somebody and say, it is a journey. It is not a destination, it is a journey. And if you have anyone in your life, you are always on a journey. Whether they're 10, 15, 25, or 45, or 55, it's still a journey. Listen to what the father said. The father said, we must celebrate with a feast. The son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. The son expected condemnation, but the father offered restoration and celebration. The son was not placed on probation. The son was not gradually restored. He was fully and completely restored right away. He didn't say, well, come see me in 6 months, or I've got to think about it. You don't have to pray about nothing. You don't have to pray about restoration. If anybody asks you for forgiveness, that ain't nothing, excuse the English, that is nothing to pray about. You automatic offer restoration. Father offered restoration right away. The father was grateful, not because his son had left home and fallen into darkness and despair, but he was grateful, listen to this, because his son had gotten up again and returned home. Somebody in here is grateful that a child of yours got up and let me try that again. Somebody up in here is grateful that a child of yours got up. Got up. Ooh. And on their way home, they may not have made it yet, but you've got to trust, ooh, that God will make a way somehow. So in conclusion, the real unsung hero of this story is not a prodigal son, but a grateful father that never gave up on his son. Stand to your feet all over this place. Now here's what we all can celebrate. In many ways, this story reflects our Heavenly Father and our relationship with God. Lift those hands and say, our Father, who art in heaven. For we were lost, and he watched and waited and looked for us. I want to try that again, because we were lost, and he watched and waited and looked for us. When we returned and repented, he restored us and he celebrated us. God didn't give up on you. Ooh, you're here today because God never gave up on you. You're here today because we serve a good God who kept looking for us. And when I was sinking deep in sin, far from a peaceful shore, sinking never to rise again, then the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me. Now safe am I. Somebody lift your hands and say, love lifted me. Ooh, tell your neighbor, love lifted me. Tell somebody standing next to you, the only reason I'm standing here today is because my Heavenly Father never gave up on me. Never gave up on me. And we will never give up on you. To every young man in here, to every young lady in here, it doesn't matter what you've done. Doesn't matter what your rap sheet reads like. We love you. God loves you. And your Heavenly Father is grateful because you're here today. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he's a good, good father. That's who he is. That's who he is. Is there anybody thankful that you have a grateful Heavenly Father who loves you so much? Now the altar is now open. I want to do something special. I want to do something special. I want us to sing this song before you come to the altar, because I want to invite somebody really special. I want to invite those who are bold enough to come and receive this powerful anointing from God. Chandler Moore, the friend of Bishop Ryan Moore, our friend who lives in Charleston, wrote this powerful worship song, and it's simply called Good, Good Father. I've heard 1,000 stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night. And you tell me that you're pleased that I'm never alone. You are a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. And here's the part that I like. And I'm loved, woo, by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. I want to invite those to this altar who are grateful for a second chance, who are perhaps looking for another chance, and you are so grateful that your Heavenly Father never gave up on you. Leave your seat and walk down those aisles.
I've heard 1,000 stories.
That's right. From the balcony, from wherever you are, this is for you. He never gave up on you. God knows everything about you.
That you're pleasing, that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father. It's who you are, who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am.
Perfect in all.
surround these young people. Anything so bad that God will ever give up on you. Ooh. May I say that again? You could never do anything so bad. I told my sons a long time ago, sons, there's absolutely nothing you could ever do that will ever make me stop loving you. That will ever make me stop wanting to be your father. Amen. And if I feel that way about my natural sons, how much more does God feel about us? Come on and tell him that's who you are.
Perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect. God, we love you. God, we bless you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we love you.
What I've learned, I want to say this to every father, I've learned how to respect my son's opinions about their own lives. I may not always share them, but I respect them. And I respect the fact that they are still my sons, and I'm grateful. So today we talk about being grateful. I know that God's grateful for all of us. Close those eyes. Fatherhood begins with a relationship. Fatherhood begins with a relationship. You can produce a child without being a father. But you cannot be a father, a real father, without a relationship. It is a relationship. It's the same with God. If you want him to be your heavenly father, it begins with a relationship. And he's inviting you to have that relationship. You don't have to be perfect. None of us are. In fact, there are no perfect people. And there isn't a template that we all should live by. Ooh, I thank God for your individuality. I thank God for what God is doing in your life. And I trust God and trust what God is doing. If you want to make that commitment here today, then you can remain standing, or there's a code that's on the screen. You can just take your phone and you can just go to that QR code, put your information in. We will contact you right away. Hundreds of people this year alone have already given their life to the Lord through this method here today. And I'm so proud of it and what God is doing. Eternal Father, we say thank you. This Father's Day, you've given me an assignment to talk about grateful fathers. how we as fathers are grateful for our children, as imperfect as what they are, with all their mistakes, with all their shortcomings, they're still ours, and we still love them. We celebrate their restoration. We celebrate their salvation. We embrace them with compassion. We say, as this father said in this parable, "This is my son who is dead, who's now alive again, who was lost, but now he is found." Thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding us you did it for us as we are doing it for others. This is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give thanks. Woo. Those who know it is so said amen. 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 Come on. If you're here today and you want to make that commitment, and amen, Pastor Lawson and those are there, that's who you are. If you're here and you want to just stand at the altar, amen. You hit the QR code, amen, amen. Just you are. If you're here, that's who you are. I love that. Anyone, this is your moment. This is your day. As you stand, happy Father's Day. Just remember, to all the fathers, be a grateful father. So many things you can find to complain about, but find something to celebrate about your child, about your life, as we give God the glory. Amen. One more time, team, as we sing that. Clap those hands, everybody. We are
loved by you. Who I am.
Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, tomorrow, and forevermore. And the church said amen. And the people of God said amen. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. Amen.
Good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are,
it's who you are,
who you are,
it's who you are,
and I'm loved by you,
it's who I am,
who I am,
it's who I am,
who I am,
it's who I am.
Yeah. You are
perfect in all our ways.
Have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services, or if you want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place an order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled A Grateful Father, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 06-2126. Again, that telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 06-2126. Pastor Daryl Jackson is inviting everyone to join him for Tuesdays in July beginning Tuesday, July 7th, as he shares a special midweek service series, Living a Life of Gratitude, at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Come be inspired, encouraged, and uplifted as we grow together in spiritual maturity. Invite a friend and be part of this experience. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.